and especially all from British Columbia would like to thank you for coming to Vancouver to bless us. Words cannot express what we've had, so we'll leave it at this. I would like to take the opportunity to thank and acknowledge all of those behind the curtains, in the kitchen, etc., without whom the festival would not have been possible. In the kitchen, Dhanvantri Prabhu, Usha, Lola Devi, Ayupa, Raja Priya, Gauravani, Nadev, Kendra, Devi, and Nidhi, and Chaitanya Priya. Another special thanks to all the sponsors who had come along and sponsors for whole trip. Stavidev Prabhu, Esmetya, Rasa Devi, Tulsi, Rupa Prabhu, Ravi Prabhu, Karina Mai, and myself. Announcement for tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning initiation
at my home.
Take address from me. My address is Unit 3002 1205 West Hastings Street, Vancouver, BC. 604-592-9992 is my phone number. I'll repeat. You can take address from me later on. Secondly, tomorrow I heard is a special Vancouver Sun Run, so cars won't be possible. Everybody has to come through SkyTrain. I live very close to SkyTrain. Waterfront and Burrard stations, they're both very close. Waterfront is the easiest one because you just have to go right on it. So Waterfront station, only 5 minutes is my home. So anybody who wants to take initiation, please come tomorrow morning before 9 o'clock sharp.
Now, dance program.
No, 1 second.
Prabhuji,
one more announcement.
Voice from Smriti Devi, voice
painting. Yes. Another very good announcement. I totally forgot and I'm sorry for it. We have all the beautiful Radha Krishna paintings. They are done by the artist Shyamarani, who is sitting here, very, very senior disciple of Srila Prabhupada and Srila Goswami Maharaj. This all painting we are selling on lower than our shop. Please pick up the paintings for your home. Very auspicious paintings, very, very cheap. And all the money collected will go to the Navdeep Dham Temple Project in India. So all this paintings, please see. They are very beautiful. They are all directly from Guru Nanak.
Chaitanya Kong.
वो यहाँ का जो
प्रेसिडेंट है यहाँ का प्रेसिडेंट चैतन्य हाँ आप हैं मैं अभी यहाँ का पुजारी आपका नाम क्या है गुरु आपने दिया था
गुरुदास
और चैतन्य जो यहाँ पर बनाया जिसने हाँ जी उसको खोज रहा
था
को चले गए अभी आप रिचार्ज में
ठीक है And Savitri Devi is the Vice President. Vimla Didi also. Thank you so much for all your help giving us the space to have Gurudeva program here. Now there is a very special dance. It didn't have much time because we were very busy. But whatever the short time they can prepare to show Gurudeva something. And Mishu heard his hand. Just hold on. Mansi would like to say some words.
This remembers me, Indian song and dance. Especially on Sri Krishna, how he used to dance with gopis and sing. This is like that. So I appreciate this. Very, very. Gaur Pramana. अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। वंशा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिसे नमः। गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयामि चरणं। First of all, my heartly obeisances in the lotus feet of my spiritual master Nitya Leela Pravishta Om Vishnu Pada Sutar Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj, and same in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru Nitya Leela Pravishta Om Vishnu Pada Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. I wanted to speak in Hindi about Sanatana Dharma, but I see very few number of Hindi hearings. So I should anyhow speak in English language. Perhaps you know that my English is very poor. But yet I will try to speak. You know that Krishna, he took birth from the womb of Mother Yashoda in Gokul, and also he took birth in the jail of Kans from Devaki mother Devaki, and he killed so many demons, and then he did so many sweet pastimes. In the end he did ras with lakhs and lakhs gopis, dancing with gopis, singing with them, and then he did Dwarka Leela. When he was going to, he finished his sweet pastimes of Braja and Dwarka. In Golok Vrindavan he was thinking, I am Vishaya of Prem.
Object.
Understand?
Object
of Prem.
Object of Prem.
Eh? Object of love. And my Sakhas, Subal Siddham and others, Mother Yashoda Nanda, all the elderly gopis of Braja, and especially the Braj Gopi are reservoir of Prem. He is thinking that I enjoyed so much Shakharas, Vatsalyaras, Madhuras, everything. But in the end I saw, when Radhika she, me, then he becomes mad, totally mad. I think that I am ki sundarta ka ant hoon.
The supreme limit of beauty.
I am supreme
limit,
beautiful in this whole world, all transcendental world. But I see Radhika is more beautiful than me. She is my guru of my love, affection. She is my sakha. She is my friend. She is all thing of me. So, even I am superior in all things, but there is something in me that Srimati Radhika at once becomes mad. What is in me? And what kind of love and affection she feels when she sees me? I want to enjoy like Radhika. But I am not Radhika. Then how can I enjoy all these things? What is in me? Then he thought, if I can take the beauty and mood of, intrinsic mood of Radhika, I may test all these things. And this way, I will keep whole world how to enter in this Raganuga bhakti, that they one day they can be perfect and they will come to Golok Vrindavan. That is why, thinking this, he took the beauty, golden beauty, and intrinsic mood. What? Sneha, man, pranay, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav, rur, adhirur, modan, and in the end, madan bhav also, which is not in anyone of Lalita, Visakha, himself, Krishna. So he took the beauty, and then he came. In Kali Yuga, he came as Sachinandan Gaur Hari. His beauty was golden. And he has taken the beauty. But even he did not know how to enjoy this thing. That is why he took sannyas, left old mother and very beautiful young wife, Vishnu Priya Devi. And then he came to Puri. And from Puri, he went to Godavari River, on the bank of Godavari River, where Rai Ramananda, the Governor General of Maharaj Pratap Rudra, was there as a ruler of that place. When he was there, in the morning Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took bath in Godavari and he was sitting on the bank of Godavari. In the meantime, King representative, that Governor General Rai Ramananda, very learned person, he came on palanquin with hundreds of Brahmins reciting Veda mantra. But when he saw Rai Ramananda, a very young sannyasi, renounce order person, at once, he was attracted. And after taking bath alone, he came to Mahaprabhu Sachinandan Gaurhari. He was in sannyas order. Then Mahaprabhu asked him. He left his royal dresses, only in one dhoti. Then Mahaprabhu at once told him, "Oh, are you Raramananda?" And then he told, "Yes, I am Das Ramananda. I am servant of Raya Rama. Your Das." Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that I have come to you to hear some Harikatha. Oh, then Raya Ramananda Prabhu told, "Oh, then what you will inspire me, I may tell you. Better we should meet in evening anywhere." Then evening, they met there. And there is a big Raya Ramananda Sambhad in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Mahaprabhu asked him, "What is your sadhya?" Then he began to tell from beginning, Varnashram Dharma. Understand Varnashram, India's Varnashram Dharma? Varni and Ashram Dharma. That Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra and Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanprastha and Sannyasis. What is their sadhan and then sadhan? And he began from being situated in Varna Ashram Dharma. We should serve Vishnu. Mahaprabhu told, it is bahya, it is external. In this way he rejected Gita Shloka also, Sarva Dharmana Parityajya Mam Ekam Saranam Vraja. Aham Tvam Sarva Papebhyam Vakshayishyami Mahasusha. He rejected also Gyan Mishra Bhakti, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatmana Sochati Na Kangshati, Samastarvesh Bhutesu Mad Bhaktim Labate Param. What meaning? Bolota. He is just
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Srila Gurudev ordered me to discuss about Rayamanda Sangha, the sloka in mention of our scripture, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma, Na Sochati Na Kamchati, Sama Sarvesu Bhutesu, Madhvakti Labhate Param. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma, in this sloka, it mentioned that Brahma Bhuta, means who is always happy with his own Atma, own soul. And for that, He never repent and never hankering for anything. He always happy himself. Like you can see the four Kumaras, Sanat, Sanandan, Sanatan, Sanat Kumar, they're happy always. But at beginning stage, they are not high class devotee. So Sukadeva Goswami, he was in beginning stage, he was Brahma Buddha, always happy with himself, with his own soul. But in this love it is mentioned that no sachati no kaunsati, they never lament and not hankering anything. Because if you have, you are hankering for something, you could not get that, then you lament. But Brahma Buddha, they are not lamenting, not hankering. Sama sarvesu bhuteshu, they are equal vision to all. They never think some are suffering, some are serving, they think all are equal. But is possible they will be great devotee? Great devotee always happy. They never lament or not hanker. How it is possible for them, Sukadeva Goswami and four Kumaras, how they will be great devotee? And who like themselves, how they will be devotee? Then, madhavakti, samasarvesya bhuteshu madhavakti lavate param. If they got any good association, then possible for them to be a good devotee. As for example, Sukadeva Goswami, when he took birth, he does not like to take birth in this Maya jagat, in this illusion of Maya. He was living in his mother's womb about 12 years. His father Vyasadeva, who composed Srimad Bhagavatam and all Puranas, he told, who is your mother's womb, please come out. He told, I will not come out in this Maya. Vyasadeva replied, I can remove Maya from here. Sukadeva Goswami, being in mother's womb, he told, I have no trust on you. If only Sri Krishna will come and tell this, I have faith on him only. No one, nobody else. Then Vyasadeva remembered Krishna and Krishna appeared there and told, I am Sri Krishna. I am removing my Maya for a second. Less than a second he has to come out from his mother's womb. If you drop a mustard seed on the edge of a blade, how long he can stay there? For that time I can remove Maya. So Krishna did so. Sukadeva Goswami came out from mother's womb and ran away from there into forest. So Maya should not touch him for that. That's what he is thinking of. He was qualified to learn Srimad Bhagavatam. In this world, since no one is so qualified like himself, how to get him back? He was thinking. So one day, some hunters who is catching birds and selling in the market, they are going to the forest. Then Vyasadeva asked, where you are going? Oh, we are going to catch some birds and to sell to maintain our life. Then Vyasadeva told, I can tell you some mantras. If you recite this mantra, you will get more parrots. Then Vyasadeva told that Putanat, as Phasi told that the beauty of Sri Krishna, Varha Piram Natavara Vapu Karna Yukarni Karam, Vipradvasakana Kati Sambhayan Tinchamalam, Ranthan Vedradhan Sudaya Prayanu Gopa Vrindai, Vrindaran Nam Sapadaravanam Pravisad Gita Kirti. So the Buddha used to explain, although in the three passages of Srimad Bhagavatam, the beauty of Krishna mentioned by our Purvacharya, Purva, first guru, four-headed Brahma, then Brahman Patnis of Mathura, the last one by Braj Gopis, is the best. Krishna's beauty described in Srimad Bhagavatam, all scriptures.
Yes.
So, hearing this, they got more parrots, and next day again they came and then Vyasadeva recited another shloka, Aho Bhakyam Stanakala Kutam, Jigam Sarat Pasaddhi, Lebe Gotindhatu Chitandatannam, Kanvajalam Saranam Rajema. Putana came to Braj to kill Krishna, sent by demon king Kamsa. But what happened? Krishna sucked his life air with his breast. But in breast there is no milk at all, only strong poison. Unless until mother has no baby, breast milk will not come down. Putana has no baby, only poison. And Krishna, what he did? He gave her motherlyhood position in Golok. So hearing this, Sukadev Goswami heard this sloka and came out from the forest with them to Vasudev. Then Vasudev taught him Srimad Bhagavatam. By the association of Bhagavatam, he became great devotee. So if any Brahmahuta bhakti is there, if he come in good association, he will be pure bhakta and very good devotee. So Mahaprabhu told it is external. What is after that and what is the essence of this dialogue between Ramananda Raya and Mahaprabhu? Well, listen from Gurudev's lotus feet. Hare Krishna. Pancha Kalvata Rupa Sthita Sandhu Bhayavata Sthita Nanta Vajra Bhayavata Sthita Nanta Vajra
Bhayavata. Then Mahaprabhu told, it is also external. Then he told, karma mishra bhakti, jat karosi, jadasnasi, jat dahosi, tat kurusya sarva arpanam. What you are doing, what you are eating, what you are drinking, everything you should offer to me. Mahaprabhu rejected also. This is not pure bhakti. This is karma mishra bhakti. Then Radhaman told, satam prasangam vidya samvidau bhavante rit karana rasayana katha tadjo sanat asu apavag vatmani sadharati anukramishyati. Oh, pure bhakti. What? Hearing satang prasangam of virja sambhitau. When high class of Vaishnavas met together, so much high class of sweet pastimes of Krishna regarding this. Oh, Harikatha, always flowing like a river from their mouth. So he telling satam prasangam virya sambidau bhavanti rit karana rasayana katha tajjo sanat asu apavarg vatmani. By hearing this, first sadhan bhakti comes, then bhavakti comes, and the prema bhakti comes. Mahaprabhu, yes, something, go on more. And then he told Raramananda, two shlokas, one of Vaidhi Bhakti, Samanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Bandhanam Darsam Sakhyatmani Vedanam. Hearing about Krishna sweet pastimes, his qualities and other things. Kirtan. Always like Sukadeva Goswami, Kirtan, not only Kirtan, that Kirtan, Harikatha Kirtan. We are doing Kirtan. Then Smaranam, remembering Krishna and his sweet pastimes. Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, like all these things. And then he told, about Raganuga Bhakti.
Krishna Bhakti Rasabhavita Mati.
Krishna Bhakti Rasabhavita
Mati.
Kriyatam Kutopi Lambhate.
Kriyatam Kutopi Jadi Lambhate. Tatra Laulam Api Mullabe Kalam Jan Koti Sukritarna Lambhate. If you have any association of a Rasik Bhakta, then try to buy his all Harikatha. And by that, Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita nothing kriyatang jadi labhyate tatra laulyam api, then you will have laulya, very thick greed, strong greed to serve Krishna like gopis. Then Mahaprabhu, yes, gone, very good. After that, he told of Sakha of Braja, how Subal, Siddham, Madhumangal, Subal and others are serving Krishna, fighting with Krishna, defeating even Krishna, and without a second they cannot live without Krishna. Oh, if they are eating anything, oh, it is very sweet, tasteful, then they take up mouth and give it to Krishna.
By force.
In this way serving. Oh, this is Sakharas. Then he told, oh, more, go on more, very sweet. Then he told about Vatsalyaras. Maa Yashoda, always giving breast, Krishna drinking. He is not satisfied by Brahma Stav Stuti and by sacrifices, lakhs and lakhs. But if Mother Yashoda binds him in
grinding mortar,
and Krishna weeps. Sometimes Mother Yashoda takes a stick.
Oh,
very naughty boy. To whom?
Supreme Lord
Krishna, Lord of Lords. And then he tells, Mother, don't beat me, don't be. And crying, tears coming. You cannot imagine. Yashoda never thought that Krishna is Supreme Lord. Oh, my dear son, Valli, ignorant son.
Naughty.
Oh, this is Vatsalya Rasa. Nand Baba, you to tell? No. Oh, bring my shoes. And Krishna dancing, taking his sandal, and doing nitya.
Dancing.
He used to come. You know, that for makhan.
Butter.
Makhan sabda is very, very sweet. Mother Yashoda saw that all are complaining against him that he is
stealing.
He steals makhan from their houses. And then Mother Yashoda thought, in my house, what I make
butter,
makhan, it is not sweet, and that is why Krishna goes. Here my maid servants are doing. Now, today, from today, I will myself milk varips, Padma Gandha and other cows. Their milk as good a smell like
lotus flowers.
And in this way he now started to make makhan from
yogurt.
In this way Krishna was sleeping and came weeping, and by one hand he took the
churning stick
and by other
veil of Mother Yashoda.
Veil of Mother Yashoda. And he saw that, oh, this is my son, and he took in his spirit. And after that, you know that even Krishna was not satisfied. Mother Yashoda went, keeping Krishna. Oh, Krishna, sit down. With one hand, without any lever. Putana, having 10,000 elephants power, as strong as 10,000 of her. And he was
trying to
telling, oh, give up me. And both hands, she wanted to
push Krishna back.
Remove Krishna.
But could not. And Mother Yashoda went up, sit down.
And at that time Krishna was only 6 days, and now 2.5 years.
And then Krishna and went.
More power.
And then Krishna was very angry, and he
break the pot.
Matki ko tod diya.
Break the vessel with the
then Mother Yashoda. Oh. Chastised him, caught him, and wanted to bind him
to the mortar.
He took all the ropes of his
house
of all the
cows
and two fingers,
two
lace always. He went on continuously, one rope, second, third, fourth, fifth. It became so long. And Krishna rest was only 12
inches.
Fingers, but could not bind only two. What were two fingers? One, disciples,
devotees' effort.
And second, mercy of Krishna. Without seeing your
endeavor
to bind Krishna, Krishna mercy will not come. So when we will do bhajan like Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, like Gaur Kushor Das Babaji Maharaj, without eating, whole day, night, waking, chanting name, Sankhya Purvak Nama Gaan Nativi Kala Avasani Kritau Nidra Har Bihar Kadi Vijitau Chatanta Jidharo. Not even sleeping, always day and night chanting, weeping. So if we will do bhakti like that, then you can take the darshan of Krishna and serve him. Otherwise not. So we should try to do like that. Then Krishna mercy will come and we will be perfect. Mahaprabhu told, oh, very sweet, go on more. And then he continued and told Raramananda, the bhakti of gopis is highest. How they serve Krishna? They have left their husbands, children, father, mother, wealth, house, everything for Krishna. And they serving Krishna in all respect to please Krishna. Krishna is telling them, oh gopis, I cannot repay you. We have left everything, but I cannot give up anyone, my father, my mother, my friends, my any devotee, even today, those who are worshipping me. How can I give up? So, I cannot repay you. But you are really sadhu. So, by your own qualities,
sweet,
oh, you can reap.
Kya?
free from debts.
You can repay me. But I will be always
debted to you. Debted to you.
Debted to you. So this is gopis bhakti. But in these gopis, who is highest, who has highest love and affection for Krishna? That is Srimati Radhika. Anyone cannot be compared with. Even Lalita, Vishakha, Chandravali or anyone. Mahaprabhu told, oh, very good. I want to hear more and more. Oh, then he told, Raramananda, he was Vishakha Sakhi in Krishna pastimes. Raramananda began to tell, I never know anyone that who can ask, who wanted to know more than this, the love and affection of Radhika. But one thing is there, and that is Rasa Raj Mahabhav. Radhika is telling, Raramananda is telling, Pahilahi Rag Nana Bhari Bhanga Bhela. There was no duti.
No
duti, you know?
No messenger.
That who can meet me, Radha and Krishna. Only I saw you and you saw to me. And then four eyes met. And that our love and affection went growing, growing and growing. No place even, it is growing. But now you have gone to Mathura, Dwarka. Where is that dhuti? I am very much feeling separation and want to meet you. Raraman told, this poetry I have done myself. Any awareness. Then Mahaprabhu stopped his pain. Thus, don't tell anything. Otherwise, oh, I'll be turned into Krishna. So he stops his mouth. Oh, here Srimati Vishakha, that is Raramananda, is very near and dear Sakhi of Srimati Radhika. He knows all Radhika's mood because always with her. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sachinandan Gaur Hari, Krishna in the form of Sachinandan, went to his school, her school, and taking training from her. So Vishakha is now Shiksha Guru of Krishna. Without her help, he cannot test O Radha mood. Only Vishakha knows Radha's mood. So he was trained there. And then he requested Raramananda, oh, please come to Jagannath Puri. Give up governor generalship and other things. And we will both there. Oh, we will enjoy Krishna Katha with gopis. And then Raramananda also left that job. King told that if you also left that job, King told that if you are going to Sachinandan Gaurhari, I will give you same salary as I am still giving. And you can be with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then he went to Jagannath Puri. And in Gambhira now, what he wanted, what was three
desire.
Object of Krishna to come like Sachinandan Gaurhari. He fulfilled. Radhaya pranamahima kidrisho. What is the pranay mahimai? Pranay means prem, sneh, man, then pranay. Very high class of prem. How this is in Radhika? And he tests my four madhuri. Rup madhuri,
Guna
madhuri, Venu madhuri, Lila madhuri. How sweet she tastes only, Radhika only. And what happiness comes in her heart by hearing all these things. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was fulfilling here his desire in Gambhira. Sometimes he used to go out of seven
doors
closed with iron gates. How he used to go
out,
and he jumped in ocean. And for one day and night he was drowning and coming up and down in ocean. In Jagannathpur, very high class of waves there.
Very dangerous.
Dangerous. When he came out, then he told, why you brought me here? I heard the
flute
voice. And at once I went in Jamuna. I was playing with Krishna and gopis in Jamuna. How you brought me? In this way, he was testing all these things. After that, what became? Any song?
Kirtan.
Any song? 10 minutes. Hindi song. जज राधा रमन हरि बोल, जज राधा रमन हरि बोल,
Thank you.
Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Hindi
में बोल दें. इसके बाद में श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु जी वृंदावन जा रहे थे. रास्ते में वो काशी वाराणसी में पहुंचे. वहां पर रूप गोस्वामी पहले से राजा का मंत्रित्व छोड़कर अपने छोटे भाई अनुपम के साथ में महाप्रभु से मिलने के लिए वृंदावन की ओर चले. और सनातन गोस्वामी जेल में थे. सब कुछ रुपए पैसे घूस देकर जेलर से और जेल से निकल करके आए. और मुस्लिम वो क्या होते हैं,
दरवेश
की भांति केस बढ़ा करके मैले कुचैले कपड़े पहनकर वहां पर उपस्थित हुए. और महाप्रभु जी घर के अंदर बैठे थे. उन्होंने देखो तो कोई साधु आया है. लोग बाहर गए, देख रहे नहीं कोई साधु तो नहीं. अरे देखो कोई है तो ले आओ.
दरवेश है.
उन्होंने कहा जे तो मुस्लिम एक दरवेश है साधु, बुला लाओ
उसको. बुलाओ.
और जो ही महाप्रभु देखे दौड़े उनको पकड़ करके आलिंगन करने के लिए. सनातन मैं अब मुसलमान हो गया हूं, आप मुझे मत छुइए, मैं बहुत अपवित्र हूं. और महाप्रभु जी ने कहा तुमको पवित्र बनाने के लिए मैं खुद अपने को पवित्र बनाने के लिए तुम्हारा स्पर्श करना चाहता. फिर सनातन गोस्वामी का मुसलमान का वेश दाढ़ी ये सब खत्म करा के मुंडन करा करके और पुराने वस्त्र किसी का लेकर के महाप्रभु जी के निकट आए और प्रश्न किया. रामचंद्र हिंदी में अंग्रेजी में बोल दीजिए.
इंग्लिश से
ही बोल दो ना. हाँ? इंग्लिश से बोले बड़ा तो सनातन गोस्वामी आठ
तो रात हो जाता.
बोलिए बोलिए जल्दी संक्षेप में बोल दीजिए.
हिंदी में
बोला,
हिंदी में क्या बोलेंगे?
अंग्रेजी में बोलिए. देरी मत लगाई.
महाप्रभु वाज इन काशी एंड सनातन गोस्वामी.
फर्स्ट व्हाट गुरुदेव सेड, व्हाट गुरुदेव स्पोक, दैट यू हैव टू स्पीक.
देन यू
नो व्हेन गुरुदेव वेंट टू पुरी.
अरे जल्दी से करो ना, देरी क्या लगा रहे.
वही बता रहा हूं. महाप्रभु वेंट टू काशी.
He met Rupa, Sanatan, Anupa.
When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Kashi, he met Rupa Goswami, who was going to meet his brother in Vrindavan, Anupam. And also Sanatan Goswami, brother of Rupa Goswami, he escaped from the jail of a Muslim.
Hussain sir.
Hussain Shah, and he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was inside his house, and he said, oh, one saintly person has come, please bring him. And when he went, he said, there is no any saintly person. There is a Muslim with a long beard. Then Mahaprabhu said, bring him inside, he is not Muslim. And Mahaprabhu embraced Sanatan Goswami. Sanatan Goswami said, don't touch me. I am coming from the Muslim king, I am a Mohammedan now. And Mahaprabhu said, you are not Mohammedan. I am embracing you to purify myself. And then he shaved and also he took dhoti, old dhoti of one of the devotees. And he wore those dress And then Sanatana Goswami, he asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said,
I am telling. Then Sanatana Goswami asked him, Ke ami kare ma jara ta tapatra hai yahan jaan nahi jani kam nahi tha. Oh Prabhu, I don't know who am I. And why I am enjoying endless pain of endless birth and death, always moving in cyclic order of birth and death. And how can I may be saved by all these things? Then Mahaprabhu became very happy. We should know why Sanatana Goswami asked this question, that who am I? Did he not knew that I am Sanatana? I am from South India, Brahmin. No, he knew, but he knew that we are not this
physical body.
What this body is? Only a bag of
stool, urine.
Blood, urine,
stool, stool.
Latrine, and so many things. If you will
open.
Do like this, what you will see in this body? Only blood, urine, and latrine, and so many things. So we are not this. But in this, there is soul and super soul. Krishna has given very mercifully this human form. Only in this form, we can know by the mercy of Gurudev that who am I? Who is Krishna, super soul? All the jivas have a beautiful form, quality to serve Radha Krishna. But now it is in what way?
Condition.
Dormant. Hidden
dormant.
Way. Eh?
Dormant.
Eh? Dormant way. We have forget Krishna. And that is why we have forget, who am I? We have some relation with Krishna, Radhika. We have a form, beautiful form. We have so many qualities. But now covered with this
physical body
and
subtle body,
mind. So Sanatana Goswami first told, who am I? Then Mahaprabhu told, you are eternal
servant of
Krishna. Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead. And you are eternal servant of Krishna. But Krishna is very Vibhu. That is, Vibhu means?
No end.
Unlimited.
Infinite.
And jivas are?
Finite.
Minute.
So they can be covered with Maya. Krishna cannot be covered by his Maya. He can control Maya, but Jesus cannot. So they have forgotten Krishna and themselves also. Like he told that there was a wealthy person He has son, only one son. He went to for business to any another city, and there he left his body. That person had kept so much money underground in his house, but the boy never knew. One astrologer came
in front of his father
and asked, "Why you are so unhappy? Your father has
so much wealth.
Anywhere in this house, he has kept
so much wealth,
hidden too much money for you." But he could not tell at the time of his death. "Oh, only you should dig some earth in east side, south of your house, then so many
snakes.
Python snakes will come and bite you. Don't dig in
north.
West. Don't dig in
north.
There are so many
obstacles are there.
Dangers.
So many
dangers.
Poisonous insect and worms are there. Only in east." And then he dig something and found so much gold and coins in a big pot. "What is this? Where our father Krishna has kept bhakti ratna,
jewels
of bhakti. But he could not forget it." And then astrologer came, that is Krishna came, or he sent his guru, his any high class of Vaishnava, and he told, "Oh, without bhakti you cannot help. By this you can have golden coins, means prema bhakti, by which you can serve Radha and Krishna conjugal, and then you can be happy." Then what is this sadhana of bhakti? Sadhana bhakti? Then he told, "Sramanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasyam, Sakham, Atmanivedanam." By these bhaktis, anyone can have bhav bhakti. Bhav bhakti is very high, very high. And after that, he will have prem, braja prem. Even gopi prem is highest prem. By this, you can be happy forever. This is sadhana, and the effect of the sadhana is prema bhakti, braja bhakti, in this way told. And then he went towards
Vrindavan.
In the way, again he met Rupa Goswami at Allahabad, Prayag. And then there he was 10 days. Speaking Harikatha to Roop, and he inspired all bhakti rush in heart, and that is why he was able to write Ujjwal Nin Mani, Bhakti Rasami Sindhu,
Lalit
Madhav, Vidagdha Madhav, so many books. Only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I am telling, ocean of rush, one drop. Bhakti rush is like a very vague
ocean,
endless ocean. I am telling, only one drop of that, and by that you can make whole world sink in that ocean of rush, in one also drop. And then he told, and that Srila Rupa Goswami has written in Ujjwal Nin Mani, Bhakti Rasami Sindhu and all books. In those he trained Rupa Goswami, And then he went to Vrindavan, and Rupa Goswami again went to Jagannath Puri to meet with Krishna. So these are the sweet pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gaur Premanande. Utakire Kirtan, Govinda Damodar Mahana ki, Arikta Jachana, Tintinam.
Tomorrow program.